It's Wednesday. You know what that means. It's the weekly edition of the Viking Voices show here from Jefferson College. We got lots on tap for you. We're going to speak with student success coordinator Jason Gardner, and then we'll speak with softball and baseball. Sophomore Shelby Clark on the softball team and sophomore baseball player Spencer Juergens as well. That's coming up here on this edition of the Viking Voices show. But first off, we're joined by Mr. Jason Gardner. And Jason, how are we doing this afternoon?
Doing well, Will. Thank you, and I appreciate having me on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jason, obviously recently, last semester, that's already done and over with. You guys are on to second semester now, and so now we start to get back academic grades and things of that nature. Just how did we look that first half?
Teams did well. Of course, we all have very high expectations here in the Jefferson College Athletic Department. Our softball team, which has done a really good job for several years. Coach Cook is just running a really first-class program, making sure those young ladies are truly student-athletes on and off the field. We know how well they've done athletically in this area. But academically is kind of maybe the thing that a lot of people don't know about. We've been producing a lot of NJCAA high achievers. We could call those All-Americans if we want, but as well as All-Region and All-MCC AC academic performers. Softball finished over a 3-0, as well as soccer. And I was very proud of the men's soccer team. There's been some trials and tribulations with that squad, but we've got a great group of young men, a really good group of sophomores. Last year they went to the national tournament, and this year maybe we didn't quite get where we wanted to athletically, but academically it's a very strong group, and I hope as we move forward along with all of our student athletes that are sophomores and looking ahead, I hope we have a really good opportunity for all of them to move on. And of course I'm more dedicated to the academic side, and I hope a lot of them get a lot of academic money.
Yeah, absolutely. And what does that just mean to you? Speaking of that, you get a chance to talk with some of these students on a regular basis and just to see them succeed, knowing sometimes where their background is and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's all about building relationships. That's what when coaches talk about recruiting, that's the first thing they say. I think I heard it about 13 or 14 times driving in today on a radio show that I listened to about building relationships. And that's really what it's all about. I mean, we start from day one in August. When we get started here in school, as I think I mentioned maybe the previous time I was on, we do something called objective-based study hall. And part of that is actually having appointments with all of our new and at-risk student athletes. And I guess if you want, you could think of those starting back in the spring and summer when I'm meeting with the new people coming in to do schedules. But we start that process. We get them set up. We hope for success. We talk through the classes that they're going to be taking. And all of those little things, and that's what kind of gets left out from time to time. So, I have a job here because, primarily, my role is to ensure that, they're going to class and they're doing the things they need to do off the field, and we're getting questions answered and finding resources on campus and putting them in contact with faculty and staff and going to our Academic Success Center on campus to get tutoring. So it all factors in, and then obviously the study hall program that we have that goes right along with that. So we get that started from day one. Naturally, it's an incentive system, so those that are over a 3-2-5, I actually will kind of let them go their way and won't be intruding upon what they're doing academically. But for some, they'll be with me the entire time. And again, we're just making sure we're walking them through this process. I don't like to say holding hands, but we're walking them through this process and making sure they're being accountable for their academics integrity here at the institution.
Yeah, absolutely. And as part of that, you mentioned earlier Coach Cook. Just how big of a role do those coaches play, not only in their athletic success, but every time I've spoken with them so far, they always bring up academically and trying to get them to that university level as well.
Yeah, well, our athletic director, Mr. Greg McVeigh, the three things you're going to hear him talk about all the time are community, classroom, and competition. I may have those in the opposite order, but it's something we strive for. And really, it's been that way since I've been here. The coaching staff really do take pride in producing, athletes that are also doing well in what we'd like to say student athlete. Sometimes you lose sight of that. Sometimes it becomes about winning. But one of the things that I always preach is competition in the classroom. We not only want to, be the face of the program in the area, winning games and being successful on the field. We want to compete in the classroom. I mean, we've got young people that want to be the very best. They want to have the best grade in their biology class, in their English courses, in their engineering classes. I mean, you know, math classes per se. We want to promote a culture of competition, not just on the field, but in the classroom. And the coaches really buy into that. You know, we're doing attendance reporting, and sometimes they'll go and do their own class checks. They're it's a buy-in, and they're visiting with me all the time. And that's what's great about being down here in the athletic department, is that I've got regular communication with them each and every day, and they can stop in and see me or email me or call me or, you know, really whenever, you know, we're open door policy. We're here to serve and get the information shared across our department back here.
Yeah, that's terrific. You imagine it, because most of these kids and these athletes are going to be very competitive on the diamond, on the court, on the field, just whatever it is. But sometimes it can be a little bit difficult translating that competitive edge and that attitude to the classroom. But it sounds like everybody involved here just does such a good job at promoting that and getting those kids that may need that extra push to get to that level.
Well, yeah. And, you know, again, with my role also serving with compliance, I mean, you know, the kind of the misnomer is, you know, you can't just graduate from here and expect to play at the next institution. I mean, that would be great, and, you know, for everybody. But, you know, realistically, I mean, a four-year coach, if you're leaving here and you want to play at a four-year institution, you know, that coach wants to know that they're not just going to have you as a player. You're going to be on their bench as and really strong academically. I mean, the last thing they want is bring somebody in who's not strong academically, because you're not really helping build their program. And quite honestly, you could cost that coach their job. They bring in too many student athletes that aren't graduating, and that's going to be an issue. So, again, I'd like to think that I have a job here, and it is because we're producing graduates. We're getting people to the next institution, and they're doing well there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Jason, part of that too is the student body as well, not only the athletes, but some of the other students that come and help out. And next Wednesday, you kind of see the student body come together and things of that nature for an event like Pack the Stands for the Jeffco women's basketball game next Wednesday.
Yeah, we do this several times over the course of the year. We're doing another one for basketball, for women's basketball program next week. On Wednesday. And so, you know, one of the things that I'm involved with that we'll do, we typically will try to do what we call a guest coach, where I'll have the team sort of nominate a certain faculty or staff person on campus. I'll let the team vote on it. I have no say in it. And then we typically will reach out to that person and invite them to come and attend, and maybe we'll have a gift or something for them. You give them a T-shirt, team T-shirt or something. But really, it's just to promote what we're doing academically here on campus, or it could be a staff member that's, you know, they just have great interaction with from day to day. We try to make it a campus-wide event. I know the campus activities team will be doing, usually they'll try and do some type of food thing or with the students and the fans that attend. But one of the other things I'm involved with, and you know, I sort of lead our student athlete leadership team, which is a group of individuals from each team comprised to help the athletic department with like questions and concerns. We want to hear from our students. So one of the big things that's going on in college campuses for the better part of the last 3 years is the It's On Us program, which basically is trying to get the word out of kind of stomping out sexual assault on college campuses and all those other things that go with that. So we have been very active with that done several events, and we'll do that again. And basically, I mean, it's as easy as getting on your smartphone or walking down to our station where we'll have a laptop set up and basically taking the pledge to do that, to rise above sexual assault and make sure you're speaking out against it. And we're going to do that activity again next week.
Absolutely. And part of that in the turnout for the students as well, is it usually pretty well received, the Pack the Stands?
Yeah, it's usually well received. Again, you know, all of our student athletes, we expect to be there. They should be there supporting their peers. But we'll have a large group of traditional students as well as family and parent, or I just said that, as well as family and other staff here on campus. It's also, I believe, I want to say classified staff night, I believe. So classified staff members are going to be encouraged to attend the event as well.
As part of that, to coming in for the families and the friends, and then for students as well, what's the price of admission to get in?
$3, and then free for students. Yeah, and again, we're going to have activities as well as food for the fans, as far as I know. So again, Will, I'm on the academic side, so.
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. Free for the students with the ID cards. I've been around enough, so they got that, no doubt about it. So, Jason, obviously a terrific event. Once again, that's next Wednesday, Pack the Stands night for Jefferson College women's basketball here. Game time will be at 6:30 p.m. Jason, another thing, a topic to talk about as well, is the Hall of Fame here at Jefferson College. It's a well-received tradition. Obviously, many people inducted as well, some people bigger names than others, but quite a long list and tradition here.
Yeah, we you know, the Hall of Fame sort of got going again, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago. It was sort of reinvented from where it was before. And we've been inducting, obviously, nominees, and we have a long way to go. So we're gearing up again. Again, Mr. McVay's been here in just over a year. So we kind of had to put things on hold to sort of get our traction and kind of figure where we want to take this. So we're having our first meeting in some time this evening to get the group together and discuss changes to policies or structure, and also trying to come up with new nominees and get that ball rolling forward in terms of who we want to nominate for selection for 2018. That's kind of where we're focused. So probably not going to be nominees for this year again, but we're trying to get everything amped up so we can really make it a really produce a quality production. Hall of Fame and nominees, and make sure we're taking all those things into consideration and really getting a good group together for the following year.
Yeah, absolutely. And just in your experience here and looking back at the history as well, when you take a look at the Jefferson College Hall of Fame, you know, what does that kind of mean to the school as a whole itself?
It's a lot of pride. You know, the room we're sitting in right now, I can look at the wall and, you know, the four greatest coaches probably that we've ever had at this institution, you know, are on this wall right now. One whose name is on the court, the basketball court. And so it's a lot of pride. You know, it goes a long way back. And certainly, you know, we even put in a former men's basketball player. And it's been a while since we've had men's basketball. So, you know, we're looking at everybody. And, I mean, that's the thing. We want to get the right people on the committee, the right group, and be able to do enough research to get the students who need to be in this Hall of Fame. And we want to put time into it and get the right people in. And you know, if we just even looked at the last 10 years, you know, there's a lot of deserving candidates for sure.
Yeah, when you take a look at the people that are involved in the Hall of Fame, who can kind of get in? Is it players, coaches? Kind of how does that work?
It is players, it is coaches, it is teams, and it's also people that are associated or have been associated with the athletic department in some way. Again, going through all those rules and guidelines and figuring all that out, and that's what we're going to really get that process going again this evening.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Jason, going back to the academic side of things, I want to talk with you a little bit about going forward. We talk about how well they did in the past, so what part of their success, what's it going to take for them as well to just make sure that it's throughout the whole year and they can complete that whole thing?
Well, again, a lot of the academic awards that are at stake are yearly awards. So it's enough to kind of give them a pat on the back and say, hey, we're doing the right thing. We're moving in the right direction. But kind of my message this week to all of the student athletes that I meet with, and again, doing those weekly meetings, is don't hesitate. You know, you don't hesitate on the field when you're trying to make a player on the court. So don't hesitate, you know, on campus when you're trying to make a quick decision of, you know, I've got a question, I need to go see my instructor. You know, I don't want them to think that they have to ask for permission to go do that. They naturally have to just go do it. And that's that maturation process of becoming a student. You know, we've got a lot of young people and freshmen, you know, they're going to make some decisions that kind of make you think from time to time. But what I want to do, I want them, you know, just being efficient with their time. You know, being organized, and that's got to continue and carry the day for the spring semester, especially with those spring sport athletes. When baseball and softball really pick up, you know, I tell the freshmen this in November that are on those teams, when those schedules pick up, I mean, your head's going to be on a swivel. Games going to get moved because of rain or some type of delay, and games maybe get recreated, you know, the very next day, and you don't know until you get an email the next morning that, hey, coach wants you on the bus at, you know, 1 o'clock, and you're like, what? So, you know, you've got to be efficient. So you've got to get in a routine from day one, know how you're studying, when you're studying, when you're eating dinner, when you're socializing, and you've got to keep to that routine. So when things become topsy-turvy and your head starts spinning, you kind of can fall back on the routine that you've been in and kind of take a deep breath and go, well, you know, I have a 10-page paper to do, but I'm going to get it done because I've been doing everything up to this point. And as long as you've been in that routine, you're going to be able to do it. So, you know, that's been the theme this week. Don't hesitate. Go and get things done. Get on campus. Get with the tutors. You know, go to the Academic Success Center. Meet with your instructors. Get ahead. And that's really what we're trying to promote.
Yeah, you talk about that maturation process. Obviously, you deal with the students that from seniors in high school to freshmen in college, that's quite a big leap. not only athletically, but more importantly, academically as well, in terms of time management. For a lot of them, it's the first time that they're off on their own and management with time. So as part of that maturation process you talk about, is there a moment that you kind of see that's consistent with the athletes where it just kind of clicks and you kind of see them take off, or is that kind of different for each one?
Well, they're all different. That's the first thing you learn with anything in coaching or in my business. Everybody's different. But I think where maybe I see the light bulb come on is probably after the first semester, after they've sort of found their way a little bit, and maybe we're a month. I mean, we're going to be the fourth week next week. It's usually about a month into that second term where you sort of see a dividing line sort of begins to take place. The ones, like I said, that truly take ownership of their schedule. That's kind of my catchphrase around here. And again, taking ownership is a lot of those things. What I just talked about, not hesitating, going and getting the help. You start to see that about a month after that first semester. Those that have sort of bought in and they're not asking as many questions. They're just going and doing it, and they're reporting back to you saying, "Hey, Jay, you know, I went and saw my instructor. I had a question, but I went and did it. I got it taken care of, and everything's okay." And you start hearing those things, and then you start, you know, you look at midterm grades, and those midterm grades really point to what they're telling you. And you know, it's about a month and a half into that second term where they're, you know, some of them start to divide themselves from the others. And again, I mean, we, you know, for as many that are doing great and I don't have those weekly appointments, you know, I've still got a number of what I consider to be at risk. Of course, you know, you can consider any GPA to be at risk, but, you know, I've got 3.0 students still meeting with me every week. And we raise the bar on that. That used to be a 2.75. But we've raised the bar on that, and again, I have high expectations. I want them to have high expectations of themselves and never settle. Never settle.
Right on, right on. And Jason, before I let you go here and we move into that next segment, anything else you'd like to add?
Well, yeah, just kind of go back to the GPA thing. I mean, shoot, I'm about self-promotion. I'm not going to lie about that. But, you know, and just to kind of give a heads up going back to what we're doing, I mean, we expect to have around 35 graduates this spring, another 13 in the summer potentially. And then, you know, again, just kind of a rough estimate in terms of where our academic, what we used to call Academic All-American, now they're NJC award honorees. You know, we're looking at least 12 individuals there, but the NJCA this next year is actually going to allow first-year students to be recognized for those awards. So it could be a lot of students I'm having to nominate, and I don't have any problem doing that.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing that. Jason, thanks very much for your time. As always, we appreciate it.
Thank you, Will.
As the Student Success Coordinator here at Jefferson College, Jason Gardner joining us here on the Viking Voices Show. We'll step aside for a short time out. When we come back, we'll switch the gears. We will go to a softball. We'll hear from sophomore Shelby Clark when we come back here on 1400 KJFF. Welcome back in here on 1400 KJFF for the Viking Voices Show, live out here from Jefferson College. We just heard from Student Success Coordinator Jason Gardner, and now we're getting a chance to hear from a softball, because guess what, folks, believe it or not, softball just a couple weeks away from playing. I believe they open up their season February 3rd and 4th down in Texas, and we're joined now by sophomore Shelby Clark, was named a preseason All-American as well. Shelby, how are we doing on this afternoon?
Good, how are you?
Doing all right. Did you guys get a chance to practice today?
Yeah, we're actually practicing right now.
Is it nice to finally get some good weather out there? It's kind of surprising you get to get outside in January, huh?
Yeah, it's nice. It's a little chilly, but it's doable.
Yeah, it's a lot better than being in the cages, kind of like what you're confined to for so long.
Yeah.
And Shelby, my understanding that you're a pitcher as well, correct?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So in the circle. So last year, you were a freshman. You had the opportunity to kind of get in the circle, ease your way into it a few times. Just what types of things did you, you know, learn and experience in that freshman year that was a lot of fun about collegiate softball versus what softball was like at the high school level?
I just learned that, well, at first I was nervous freshman year, but the sophomores, like, eased me into it, and it's not much a big difference. Then high school, just better competition. But the sophomores definitely helped me a lot last year getting into it and stuff.
So seeing the sophomores help you along the way a lot, is that kind of a role you want to take with some of the freshmen this year?
Yeah, definitely. I know some of them are really nervous, and so I just kind of ease them in, tell them it's not a big deal. You've been here before. Just play like you know how to play, because some of them are nervous for this upcoming trip we have. So I just tell them just to do your thing, and you'll be fine.
Right on. Yeah, I'm sure. Put the minds at ease, right? Tell me, hey, it's no big deal. It's just like being any other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And Shelby, part of that is you guys are going to go down to Texas. I've been talking with Coach Cook. He's jacked up. He's fired up. He's ready to go. He goes, we haven't been to Texas before, so how fired up is the team as well?
Oh, we're really excited. It's a new environment down there. We haven't played down there, and they're better teams, better competition, so we're excited. We're ready to go.
Yeah, you mentioned the cold weather down there. Probably going to be a little warmer.
Probably. I hope so.
Yeah, and Shelby, you guys played in the fall as well, and obviously some real stiff competition there. Played a couple Division One schools. Going against such hard competition like that in the fall, how do you think that helps prepare you heading into the spring?
It just sets us up to, you know, not be so, like, down on the other team. So we just play at the same level as we did the bigger teams and just go on. Better competition. It sees where we're at, kind of, so...
Yeah, it gives you a little bit of a measuring stick.
Yeah.
And for you, what, going into the off season, now it's, I guess, not so much the off season anymore, but what types of things did you work on over the off season?
Just pitching and everything. Hitting-wise, pitching. We pitch, like, 3 times a week, working out, lifting, doing things just to make us better.
Yeah, stay in shape and things of that nature. How's the overall confidence of the team heading into this year, especially with that 16th ranking in the NJCAA?
Good. I think we're really excited. We have a lot of freshmen, but I think they're really prepared. They're working hard and stuff. So
yeah, I gotta ask because I saw over the off season as well via the Twitter sphere, looking at that, you guys made a little video standing all still and everywhere like that. The challenge, how'd that get brought about?
I guess it was just a big thing on social media, so we just gave it a try.
You thought, hey, what the heck, let's
try
it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now it looked all perfect. Was it perfect through the first go around, or be honest, or did it take a couple rounds to get through?
Actually, that was the first go around.
Wow, one for one.
Yeah, but whenever the camera wasn't near me and Tony, we started laughing. So.
Okay. Yeah, there it
straight,
is.
Couldn't keep a straight face.
Yeah, if only the camera was at all angles, right?
Yeah.
And Shelby, do you live here on campus?
I do.
Awesome. Yep. Do you live with a couple of your teammates as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it nice to live with some teammates that kind of help develop the camaraderie of the team and the chemistry and things of that nature?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we get really close, and I think it helps on the field too since we know each other and stuff, so it helps a lot.
And there's a fair amount of sophomores returning on this team. Did you guys kind of meet before heading in knowing who the freshmen were going to be and say, okay, we kind of know what direction we want to take with this team?
A little bit, yeah. We kind of had an idea of who they were, and like they came to some of our games last year, so we kind of got to meet them a little bit. So.
When it comes with the freshmen and you're trying to get to know them and things of that nature, kind of grow that chemistry, did you guys kind of bond at all, do anything kind of cool or things of that nature? Or is it kind of more just, hey, let's go hang out?
We kind of just, yeah, kind of more like just like hang out. We had like movie nights together and like required movie nights, and like we'd just go in people's rooms and hang out and just do whatever, have dinner together and stuff.
The movie nights. Mm-hmm. What seemed to be the popular choices on the films? Was it hard to come up with a decision? I feel like with a whole team like that.
I can't remember what we watched. It was some baseball-related movie. I can't remember what it was, actually.
How about when you get on the diamond in terms of music? What's the music for the team? Does everybody kind of have a consensus, or is it pretty mixed up?
It's mixed up. A lot of people like country, but some people, when we're getting closer to the games, we pump it up a little bit more.
Yeah, or the walk-up songs. I know Jeff Whitener always talks about all his walk-up songs that he has for you and loves playing.
Yeah.
Is it a pretty big variety?
For the most part, yeah.
Does that usually get you fired up when you hear that song, you walk up? I mean,
yeah, it does. Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have a starting pitching one that you go out there and walk out to?
I don't pick it, but I have a hitting one. So.
You might have to have a conversation with Jeff about that. If you're listening, Jeff, talk with Shelby. Get on that in the music game. So, Shelby, back to the softball, and how's it playing on the diamond? Going down to Texas to start, or just what types of things are you guys going to have to do on the field to come away with a couple victories?
I think we're just going to have to play together. I know at first they're going to be nervous, but we just got to hit and do our thing, I guess. Just play as best we can.
Yeah, and when it comes to playing the tougher competition more in the earlier part of the season, does that kind of really help you guys once you get going into conference and region games?
I think so, yeah. Better competition, so we know what's coming, and so we get better.
So when you get to this point of the year and you're only about a week and a half, 2 weeks away from getting things going on the softball field, do you kind of get jittery? You get kind of a little good anxiety going,
yeah.
Like, all right, it's almost time to get hit the field.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm pumped. Yeah.
You kind of feel like it's a special year for you since it's your sophomore year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Have you figured out any plans for next year?
I'm going to University of Central Missouri next year.
You can get a chance to play softball there or just academically?
Yep, softball.
Awesome. When did that kind of materialize?
A couple months ago. I started talking to Coach. Tony's like, hey, they're interested in you. So I sent him a video, and then right away I started talking to him. So
And as part of that going there, obviously you're going to get an education as well, a degree. So have you put any thought about what you're going to take from here and then try to convert into that four-year degree?
I'm going to try to go into physical education because I want to coach in high school. So maybe I can be a gym teacher and then be able to coach softball.
Awesome, Shelby. Awesome. Anything else you'd like to add about the softball season coming up? Like, super excited?
I don't think so.
Yeah, is Coach Cook got you guys ready and fired up?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Always.
All right, Shelby. Hey, thanks very much for taking some time out of your day to come speak with us, and we look forward to talking with you throughout the season.
All right, thank you.
That's sophomore, a preseason All-American, Shelby Clark, joining us here on the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJFF. When we come back, we'll go from one diamond to the other. We'll switch gears and hit the baseball field. Sophomore Spencer Juergens joining us next on KJF. Oh, welcome you back in here on 1400 KJFF, where, as mentioned before, we go from one diamond to the other. Softball to baseball. We're joined now by another sophomore on the baseball team, Mr. Spencer Juergens. Spencer, how are we doing this afternoon? Absolutely. And Spencer, it's super nice out. It's a little cold, but how nice is it? I know I was talking to Coach Evers, and you guys had a scrimmage Saturday?
Yeah, we kind of did a full day of scrimmages and stuff like that just to get outside and get used to playing outside and, you know, getting in the dirt a little bit. So it was nice, and we try to take advantage of every day we can outside in January, so it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it kind of gives you a little bit to try to creep back up into the advantage of all those southern teams, huh? They get to be outside on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Spencer, the season's coming up. You guys start a week later than the softball team does. I believe, what, February 11th is your guys' first game,
yep.
Correct?
Yep.
That's down in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
How's the team feeling? We fired up? We ready?
Yeah, we're pretty excited. You know, we're just every day, it's kind of a grind now, but we're just kind of want to put that all into action, and we're counting down the days and just trying to fix up a few little things, you know, and get outside and go down a little bit warmer weather and see what we can do. And, you know, I feel like the vibe around the team is we feel pretty confident about what we can do, and we're ready to show some other people kind of the talent we have on this team.
Yeah, and talking with Coach Evers, a lot of new faces on this ball club with a lot of freshmen as well. You're obviously one of the sophomores returning. So what do you kind of do as one of the returners on this team with experience to kind of welcome in some of the freshmen, particularly some of the pitchers that might be on the staff?
I mean, we kind of just show them, you know, what things we've done in the past to be successful. And Coach Evers and we got a new pitching coach this year, Jake. They kind of do a good job of getting a good atmosphere for the pitchers and feeling confident and wanted to work hard, so we kind of just show them the little things that we do around here with what we got to kind of be successful. And I think most of the freshmen and new guys have come in, kind of bought into that system. So, I mean, we all feel pretty confident, and we're ready to get after it.
Yeah, and you having gone through it before, how much does that fall season kind of help out to kind of give yourself an idea of, okay, this is what high school baseball was like, and this is what college baseball is like?
Yeah, I mean, I would say when I was a freshman, it just kind of being around some of the older guys, and it's just kind of a whole different atmosphere. You know, they just, the amount of hours put into doing stuff and different grips, different workouts, just all kind of, you get used to it during the fall, so that way you're ready for the spring. And just the speed of the game, the fall really helps out just getting those fundamentals down, so that way it's a little bit easier transition for the spring.
Yeah, and obviously you guys had a fall season this year, so how'd that go?
Good. We had a few rain outs, which was kind of
natural.
Yeah. But, you know, all the freshmen look comfortable, and we have a lot of new guys and kind of mix and match, see where they fall into place. And I think we learned a lot about what guys can do what and where they play the best at. And it was good to see everybody out there, and I think we have a lot to look forward to in the spring.
Yeah, you mentioned the freshmen feel comfortable, but I imagine for you, being a sophomore, it was probably nice to be like, all right, I know what to expect, I know where my arm needs to be at. Did you go into that kind of knowing that, you know, you knew how to prepare yourself during that fall season?
Yeah, I mean, from a mental standpoint, obviously the confidence a little bit higher than maybe some of those guys who don't know what to expect. But, you know, me and Troy and all of some of the guys that are returning, we kind of just go out there and throw what we've been doing the last few years, be successful, and we kind of just try to tell the other freshmen, just be yourself and attack the zone, which is mostly what we do. So
how about in the off season, you go from the fall and then obviously you get some downtime kind of to yourself before the team's kind of picks up back in activity. So what types of things did you primarily try to work yourself on this offseason?
Me and most of the other pitching staff, I mean, we just kind of go in the weight room, you know, just start doing some work in there and seeing how big and how good we can get for the spring. And I'd say most of us did that. So hopefully it'll pay off.
Yeah, and for those, you know, people listening that might not know, sometimes baseball workouts can be a lot different than, say, a football workout as well. So what types of, you know, lifts and things of that nature do you guys kind of try to center on?
Well, I would say the biggest difference is we do a lot more flexibility training and ankle stability and a lot of back and shoulder stability and stuff like that, whereas some guys who play other sports, they don't really have to worry about those little things that, for a pitcher, that could be a career, you know, just if you get injured, whereas those guys, they just need the bigger muscles to knock some people out, whereas we kind of more of an art. So that's what we kind of focus on more.
Yeah, the golden rider left arm, the ticket.
Yeah.
And Spencer, how often do you throw in the off season during the winter? Do you kind of throw a lot? Do you get a program going, or do you like to give yourself a little bit of a break?
I would say from the end of our fall season to when we start in the spring, it might be a few months where you get off, where you're not throwing at all. And then kind of during Christmas break, we might start throwing 3 to 4 times a week. And then when we come back for the spring, we'll start doing every day and stuff again. So, I mean, it's we like to get a few months off, just give the arm a rest and stuff like that. But, you know, now we're right back in the swing of things and building it back up.
And you guys, just a couple weeks away, as I said, I'll head down to Tennessee to start things out. So what types of things is this team going to be successful at? Are you guys going to be a team that's reliant on your pitching and defense, or a balanced team with a lot of speed offensively or power? What do you think is going to kind of be the recipe for success for this ball club?
Well, I'd say, I mean, most years you can look at, and Jeffco, we've always been very successful hitting. I mean, seems like every game we're putting up 9 to 10 runs, so I'm not too worried about that. But this year, the team really seems focused on really getting the defense, you know, locked in and limiting some of those errors, which kind of haunted us last year. But every day, you know, the infielder and outfielders out there just tightening up those little things and making sure that when the season starts, we're going to be mid-season shape. You know, it's not taking a few plays off. They're going to be ready to go. And so I think compared to last year at times, this year we're really going to lean on our defense to be a lot more sharper and stuff like that.
I'm sure as a starter, that's music to the ears.
Yes, huh? It is. Yeah.
Awesome. Speaking of starting pitching and things to yourself, are you a guy that can get the strikeout pitch, or are you kind of a more of a pitch to contact?
I would say pitch to contact. You know, that's kind of how I've been through my career. And, you know, it can you can look at it as maybe not having a strikeout pitch, but for me it just kind of limit the pitch count and go deeper in the games, which, you know, for us, we play 9 innings. It's kind of you got to save yourself for those later innings, which really helps if you can just get ground balls and get the hitter to get themselves out, which is kind of what I try to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you talk about the pitching. Obviously, it's not like 40 years ago where you can throw 150 pitches and go through 9 innings, much more delicate and things like that, and that's for the defense. So you mentioned a ground ball pitcher then for the most part, let the infielders work behind.
Yeah, I try.
Rely on the double play ball a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Spencer, for yourself personally, though, you already got your future figured out. You're done with the – well, you won't be done, but you got a semester left of your sophomore year academically, one more season of baseball, then you'll be heading a little bit to the southwest, down to Texas to attend the University of Houston. Just kind of take us through that real quick and how that came to be.
Yeah, you know, last fall I was, you know, pretty successful and I felt good, and they came up one Saturday and watched me pitch and liked what they saw, and that next weekend I was flown down there and went for a football game, and that was pretty cool. And, you know, I went down there and I was pretty sold. You know, it was a pretty cool school, very nice, good weather. They have a good baseball tradition, so I thought that that'd be the best place for me to try to play next year, and that's what I did.
Yeah, yeah, and plus, I bet you the atmosphere is great because that football team is pretty good this year.
Yeah, it was very impressive when I went down there.
Yeah, awesome. So as part of that, obviously, you'll be going down there as a student, first and foremost, next to pitching, although I'm sure you want to ride that right arm as long as you can. But academically, what are you looking to kind of get your major in and focus on the educational side?
Right now, I'm just taking kind of a lot of business classes and seeing where that goes, but I might look into finance or accounting, just see where that takes me, but nothing set in stone as of now.
And Spencer, for you this year, what is the number one thing that you kind of want to be dialed in on and focused in on and locked in order to make yourself a successful pitcher?
I mean, just fastball command to start the year off, you know, don't try to do too much. And then really start to develop a breaking ball, which wasn't as sharp in the past, but this year I kind of want to focus on that and making sure that I can do some, get some people out at the next level. So I'll be working on that quite a bit.
How's the rest of the pitching staff shaping up to be?
You know, they're looking good. We Saturday, you know, a lot of strikes thrown, a lot of guys getting outs, and that's what you want to see, especially early, when you just want to make sure you have that strike just control, and so that should really pay off.
When you get out, when you get out there on the diamond, just kind of describe that feeling the first time you hit it. You know, the spring hits, sun in the sky, the smell of the grass. Just kind of how's that feel the first time you hit the diamond for a game to start the spring off?
Definitely, you know, before the at the beginning of the season, it's a little nervous just because you don't really know what you're going to expect. And after you get a few starts on your belt, you might get a little bit more confident. But yeah, I expect to be a little nervous, but hopefully I can kind of feed that into a positive energy and make me hopefully pitch a little bit better. So
yeah, it's a good nervous,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So more of a relaxed, like, anxiety type feel, huh?
Yeah, I mean, that's why we play, is just for the excitement, stuff like that.
The goosebumps, baby, the goosebumps.
Yeah.
All right, Spencer, hey, thanks very much for coming on and speaking with us. We look forward to talking with you throughout the year, and if we don't talk with you before heading to Tennessee, best of luck.
Thanks for having me.
That's sophomore Spencer Juergens joining us here on the Viking Voices show. That's going to wrap up this edition as we conclude with baseball after we spoke with Shelby Clark in softball and student success coordinator Jason Gardner. You're just tuning in or you only missed half of it or so, don't worry. It'll be posted online on our website at MIMOinfo.com. You can listen in on back to that. Madeline Gilbert going to have your news crossing the 5 o'clock hour coming up next on KJF.